If now, as we look to the dark days, the Ilanga One renewable energy plant outside of Upington in the Northern Cape has been supplying power to the national grid since 2018. The plant was launched in collaboration with other partners, SENER, a private engineering and technology group specialized in offering technological solutions by accomplishing specific activities related to engineering and construction. Now, we are hoping, or we're just trying to get on the line, Siyabonga Mbanjwa, Regional Managing Director for SENER Southern Africa, who will join you to talk about the future with or without Eskom, because it's a conversation that we need to be having. Remember, you can also be part of the conversation. Do you know or do you belong to a company? Do you own a company that specializes in alternative energy sources? Or what's the red tape like? Do you think perhaps this is, the great platform to start having the conversation around this issue of alternative energy? Would love to hear from you. 0214460567. But as we continue to talk about things that matter to you, an SMS came in earlier on from one of our listeners that says that, "Good day, Abs. Make me understand. Why should the Western province go through load shedding when we have Kuberg Power Station, which is nuclear?" That's Kevin Harvey. Kevin, as far as I understand, Kuberg is not only for the Western Cape. Kuberg also supplies countries to some parts of the country. So it belongs to Eskom. Therefore, it becomes part of the problem. You know, you divert energy, or problem or solution. You divert energy where you need to and you take it away when you need to. That's the conversation. But coming up shortly, we chat to Siyabonga Mbanjwa.
Follow Cape Talk on Twitter at Cape Talk.
Siyabonga, a very good morning to you. Thank you so very much for joining us on the Early Breakfast Show on Cape Talk.
Great, good morning.
Siyabonga, how successful has the plant that we've been chatting about, the Ilanga, how successful has it been?
Well, we've been running the Ilanga plant for the last year, and we decided to celebrate the launch of the project just a few days ago, on Friday, in fact. The Ilanga plant has been fairly successful. Like all plants, when you initially commission it, it starts off a little bit slower. But we've really, really had a great last few months, and the plant is performing up to expectations so far.
And what are some of the costs related in operating the plant and to produce energy?
You'll remember that this is a renewable energy plant. So when renewable energy was initially initiated, a lot of the plants had to be subsidized because the costs were higher. However, what we have seen over the last few years is that the costs of renewable energy have dropped quite substantially. So we have a fairly competitive price when it comes to the generation of power. What is unique about this particular plant is that it's a concentrated solar power plant which uses molten salt for storage. Storage is very, very important when it comes to renewable energy, because the norm, you know, the misnomer is that renewable energy does not deliver when you actually need it. But what's unique in this case is that we use molten salts to store heat during the day. And then in the afternoon, we then release that heat, and that allows us to continue to generate electricity through a traditional steam turbine. And that happens during peak periods between 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock in the evening. So the price for this one is slightly higher, but it's competitive when you compare it, let's say, to a traditional coal-fired power plant. So, for example, if you had to look at the costs of running Medupi nowadays, based on the cost overruns and the like, it's certainly much cheaper than running, let's say, a diesel-fired power plant, which is substantially more expensive.
Do you own a company at home that is dealing or working in renewable alternative energy? We'd love to find out from you. Tell us more about your company. But we are chatting now to Siyabonga Mbanjwa, Regional Managing Director for SENER, or SENER Southern Africa, who joins you to talk about a possible future with or without Eskom. That said, though, it sounds like a viable idea here, Siyabonga. Why is this not being rolled out across the country?
Our project formed part of the Renewable Energy Independent Power Producer Procurement Program, which is a program that was launched by the Department of Energy back in 2011. So, in fact, these projects were rolled out quite successfully, and there were a number of bid windows that commenced in 2011 up to 2015, where you had bid window 4.5 that was released. So, you know, that was rolled out throughout the country up until then. However, you know, beyond that, there was a lot of pushback from Eskom that refused to sign the IPP contracts, because they are obliged to sign those contracts in terms of the agreement between the Department of Energy, Eskom, as well as National Treasury. So Eskom refused to sign those IPP contracts back in 2016. So that also resulted in no further bid windows from 2015. So unfortunately, you know, we could have avoided the situation that we currently have of major power cuts, where we've had level 6 power cuts in the last couple of days, if we had continued with the program. So what we need to do now is to ensure that we intensify and we actually reinitiate this program so that we have a lot more megawatts on coming on stream.
Very quickly here, I'm running out of time, but I just want to find out, has there been perhaps any new approaches from the likes of Eskom or the Energy Department saying maybe it's time to get you guys on again?
Back in October this year, the Department of Energy did launch what is called the Integrated Resource Plan, which is our long-term electricity plan. It's a long-awaited plan. It had been awaited for the last 3 years or so. So that was a very good start. However, what we expected was that immediately after that plan was issued, we would get an announcement on the bid windows starting all over again. There was an announcement that there would be almost a fast power type of initiative, which doesn't include renewable energy, for 2,000 to 3,000 megawatts. That was announced by the Minister of Energy. However, since then, you know, there's been no further progress that has been announced. We heard yesterday that the Department of Energy saying that they will be issuing a request for information, but again, there are no timelines. So what we are urging the government to do is to fast-track the program and to initiate the program once again as soon as possible.
Thank you so very much for joining us on the show.